I'll say it for once and you'll have to listen how I say it completely. I'll say it at once completely, okay? Okay. Namo Arhantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Ariyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Namo Loe Sarvasahuram. Jai Shri Mantra to everybody. Everyone can hear me, right?
No,
Arjun,
we can't. Excuse me?
Arjun, yes.
The voice is a bit like we can't hear you as well.
Okay, I'm not clear. Okay, fine. Wait. I'll do something. Okay. We have already had two sessions on Ramukar Mantra, right? How many of you remember, I mean, know Ramukar Mantra, can speak it? Arjun, do you remember? Have you learned it?
Not so much.
It's okay, it's okay.
I got about the
Yeah.
first three down.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay, it's okay. Dia knows Ramukar Mantra, right?
Yes.
Very good. Natasha,
Yes.
you know Ramukar Mantra? You know Ramukar Mantra completely? Five lines on the five lines. Natasha, you know it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Arush?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, in the last session, can anybody tell me what we did in the last session? In the last session.
We learned about all the five Parmeshtis.
Yes, we learned about them. How are they and what do they do, right? Okay, so we'll take a small revision just right now and we'll start with today's session, okay? Firstly, Namokar Mantra, whom do we pay salutations to in Namokar Mantra? Natasha, whom do we pay salutations to in Namokar Mantra?
We pay salutations to the Arhantas,
Yes,
Ramukas, Acharyas,
yes.
the Upasakas, and all Jain sadhus.
Very nice. Arush, what are these five souls called? Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharya, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. What do we call them in a word? Five? Arush, you can hear me. Ha, very good. Parmeshthi. In
Parmeshthi.
Namo. Very good. In Namukar Mantra, we pay salutations to five Parmeshthis, five great supreme souls. These are Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. Clear? Everybody is clear? Okay. Now, Dia will tell me in which language Namukar Mantra is written.
Prakrut.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Acha. So, Namukar Mantra is written in Prakrit language. In Namukar Mantra, we pay salutations to Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. And these all five souls are known as Parmeshthis. Everybody is clear till here? Okay? Now, we learned in last session about Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharyas. What do they do? Okay, so we'll start with Dia. Dia, what do Arhantas do? Anything, any point you remember about Arhantas, what do Arhantas do?
In money.
Jinvani. Okay, they write Jinvani or they give us Jinvani, what do they do?
Sound.
Okay, sound, very good. Okay, anything else, what they do? Okay, very nice. Arhantas give their Divya Dhvani, the sound, their voice, which we call Jinvani. Okay, and they enjoy their own happiness, what they have attained. Right, Diya? two points. When they enjoy their hello? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, they enjoy happiness and they give us a voice, what we call Divyadhvani or Jinwani, right? Okay. Arush, you there, Arush?
Yes.
Okay, tell me, what do Siddhas do?
Siddhas have no body.
Yes, they have no body. And what do they do?
They enjoy happiness.
Very good. Siddhas enjoy happiness. Anything else they do?
No.
Very good. Siddha. Yes, yes. Oh, they reside in the topmost position, Siddhishila. Very good. So anything other than enjoying happiness, they do anything other than that? No. Siddhas don't do anything other than enjoying their own happiness, own bliss. Okay, very good, Arush. Arjun, what do Acharyas do?
They are the leader of all the sadhus.
Very good. And?
On their way to complete and full happiness?
Are they, okay, right. They are on the way or to complete their happiness. Okay, and what else? Okay, simple question to you all. Simple question. Acharyas monitor sadhus, okay? Right? They lead them, okay? Correct? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ha. So Acharyas guide sadhus. So Acharyas guide Upadhyayas too or not? My question is, Upadhyayas are also guided by Acharyas or not? My question, you got my question? I'll repeat it again. It is true that Acharyas guide sadhus, they monitor sadhus. But do Acharyas monitor Upadhyayas too? Who will tell me answer? Everybody got my question? Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, so do they guide the Upadhyayas?
Yes.
You sure? You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Dia, what do you think? Do they guide the Upadhyayas too?
No.
No. Acha. Natasha, what is your opinion?
I think that Acharyas only guide sadhus.
Acha, they don't guide Upadhyayas. Okay. Arush, what do you say?
Acharyas guide sadhus.
Oh. See, we'll eventually learn today also, but just a common gist. See, tell me one thing. Acharyas are sadhus or not? Acharyas are monk or not?
Yes.
All Acharyas are monk, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Upadhyayas are monk or not? Upadhyayas are monk or not?
Yes.
They are also monk. And sadhus are monk or not?
Yes.
So all Acharyas are monks, Upadhyayas are monks, and sadhus are monks, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just a simple definition, the monks who are walking on the path of liberation, they are generally called sadhus. What do we call the monks who are walking on the path of liberation? Sadhus. Clear? All the monks who are on the path of liberation are called sadhus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on those sadhus, those who have achieved some specialization, are categorized into Acharyas and Upadhyayas. Okay? Like, if you have some good leading qualities, good monitoring qualities, you know how to control a group. So, by watching you, one of the head of the group of monks appoints you as the Acharya of that group. So all Acharyas, Upadhyayas and sadhus, all of them are monks, right?
Yes.
They are all are monks, means they all are sadhus. But the specialization in their own field make them acharyas or upadhyayas. Okay. You were asking something, Natasha, kya? Natasha?
I'm wondering if you could what acharyas and upadhyas were.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get you, please. Can you repeat, please?
Can you repeat what you said about the acharyas and
upadhyas? I am just saying that my question was, acharyas guide sadhus, right? So do acharyas guide upadhyas too? So I am just asking you, acharyas are also monks, right? Acharyas are also monk, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Upadhyayas are also monk, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And sadhus are all monk. So acharyas guide all the monks. So if upadhyayas are also monks, therefore acharyas guide upadhyayas too. Simple derivation. You got me? See. There is a school, okay? There is a school, you go to a school, okay? So you have some teachers, you have some students, and you have principal, right? Now, principal guides the students or not?
Yes.
Principal monitors, it monitors. So principal monitors teachers too or not?
Yes.
They do monitor teachers too. Same way, acharyas are like principal. Sadhus are like students, and upadhyayas are like teachers. So acharya is in the topmost position, so they guide all the teachers and students as well. So they guide sadhus and they guide upadhyayas. Is my point clear?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, anybody has any question? No? Okay, shall we proceed? Hello?
Yes.
Welcome here. Okay, fine. Chaliye. So, Natasha will tell me what do upadhyayas do then?
Upadhyayas teach all sadhus.
Oh, very good. Upadhyayas teaches the sadhus. Very nice. And will tell me about what do sadhus do? Diya, will you please tell us what do sadhus do? Diya.
Yes.
Will you please tell us what do sadhus do? You know it, right? They teach. Sadhus. Hello. Okay. Diya, you want to say something?
I don't remember.
Oh, koi baat. Arjuna, will you please help Diya? What do sadhus do?
Sadhus learn from the acharyas.
Okay, and?
And the upadhyas.
Okay, what else?
Complete happiness.
Yes, they practice the path of liberation. Diya, sadhus, what do? They guided by the acharyas, they take teachings from the upadhyayas, and they just practice the path to attain pure happiness. They walk on the path of liberation. Okay, Diya, you got it?
Yes.
Diya, pakka? Sure?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, now will you tell me why we salute Arhantas first and not Siddhas? Natasha, you asked me this question in last session, right? Who will tell me the answers?
I will.
Arjuna. Okay, Arjuna knows. Who else can answer me this question? Natasha, you remember what is the answer?
I forgot it.
Okay, you forgot it. Okay. Nobody revised anything like, okay, fine. Arush, you remember anything? Why do we pay salutations to Arhantas first and not Siddhas?
I don't remember.
Okay. It's okay. Diya, can you help us?
Yes.
very good. Okay. First part, Dia, first explain, then we listen to Arjun. Dia, please. Hello? I can't hear you. Yes. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Sachinji, are you saying something? Hello?
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 Okay, Arjuna, you start. Why do we pay salutations to Arjuna first? I guess Dia has some technical problems.
We pray salutations to the Arihants first, because if it weren't for the Arihants, we wouldn't know about the Siddhas, because Siddhas have no body.
Okay, and what do Arihants give us? Divyadvani, right? Their own voice. What we call that voice?
Jinvani.
Jinvani. Yes, very good. Arihantas are example to us to attain pure liberation, to be Siddha, okay? So that's it. Very good. Natasha, I'll repeat again. Siddhas have no body, therefore no voice, therefore they do not preach us anything. They do not teach us about anything, about happiness, about liberation, anything. But Arihantas do. Arihantas have voice. They give us the preachings. We call it Jinvani, the voice of the Lord. The voice of the God. And therefore they show us the path of liberation, and that's why we pay salutations to him. We pay salutations to him first, because he has given us, he has shown us the path of liberation. Okay, you got it? Remember?
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Chalo. Now we'll proceed to today's session. Everybody has that file? Today's file?
What is the title?
Its title is Ramukar Mantra 3.
I don't think I have it. I have to check.
I guess it has been mailed to you yesterday evening or day before yesterday, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
To all of you, Natasha, probably you should have got it. We had emailed to all of you, so...
Okay, I'll check right now.
Okay. Arjun, you have that? Arjun?
Yes, I have it, but it's on my phone.
Okay,
so
fine. It's okay. I'll read it for you. Okay. Whoever is having and whoever is not having... nothing like that. I'll read it for you, but after the end of the session, you just go through it, because it has some text. So you have to go through this text, and I mean, there's nothing like to remember it, nothing very hard, but just for, just like to help you all in a better way. It's been written over there. Okay, now I'll start with, okay, Natasha, you got the file?
I've checked my email, but I don't have it anywhere. It has
okay, fine. Fine. After session, we'll mail you again. I'm starting with it, what we have. I'll read it out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we are starting, okay? Now, what we are going to learn is, this is the last session on Namukar Mantra, and we learn some facts and some very basic things about five parnishthis, okay? We did learn some things about in the last session about the five parnishthis, what do they do? Now, we learn something in minor details, okay? It's very easy. Okay. Very firstly, Namo Arihantadam. What do Namo Arihantadam means? I pay salutation, I bow down to Arihantas, right? Namo Arihantadam. Everybody knows what is the meaning of Namo Arihantadam? I bow down to Arihantas. Now, Arihantas are what? These are omniscient lords. They know everything. Arihantas know everything. This is our omniscient Lord. I'm reading the text written in the file given to you, okay? This is our omniscient Lord. Omniscient Lord has body. We know Arihantas have body, right? We did it in last session. Omniscient Lord has body. He is devoid of 18 faults, like birth and death. Now, in this world, there are total of 18 faults, 18 of fault, which are found in everybody. Okay, like we do take birth, we do die. We take food, we drink water, we get old, many like that. So there are 18 faults we have. So Arhantas is one of those 18 faults. Okay, so he's divided of 18 faults, like birth and death, etc. Arhanta is all knower and is completely passionless. Arhanta knows everything and he has destroyed all the detachments, right? All the attachments, sorry. Right? Everybody, anybody has, yes?
Can you repeat that? I can't hear for some reason.
What?
Yeah, can you repeat it? For some reason I can't hear.
Okay. I'll repeat it again. Now can you hear me?
No, not clearly.
Oh, Arjun, you can hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
And Dia, you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Natasha, I'll try to speak louder, okay? This is our omniscient Lord. What do Arhantas have? They have body, right? They have body, and what they have done, they are devoid of 18 faults, devoid. They have destroyed the 18 faults which are generally found in human beings. We have 18 faults, like we have to eat something to feed our tummies and all. We need to drink to get rid of the thirstiness and all those things. So 18 faults are Arhantas. Don't ever die, they don't take birth, they don't do anything like that. So they are devoid of 18 faults. They are the knower of all the universe, all the world, and they are completely passionless. They have nothing with them. They don't want anything else from the world. They have everything. They are all happy, right? So they don't need anything from anyone in this world. That's why they are completely passionless. They lose everything, they have body, and they are devoid of 18 faults. Clear? Everyone clear about Arhanta? It's like very basic things, and it's general. If you have any doubt, please ask me at any point of time, okay? Okay. Now, Siddhas, we come to Siddha. What do we all want? We want to attain pure bliss, right? Our main aim of life is to attain pure bliss. So if you want to attain pure bliss, what you have to be? You have to be Siddha. To be Siddha should be the aim of our life. We want to be doctor, engineer, soccer player, or anything like that. We have different aims in our life, right? But none of the things other than Siddha, none of the occupation other than Siddha gives us the true happiness. So what is the aim of our life to be? It's to be Siddha. Okay? What do you want to be? Arjuna, what do you want to be? In future? How do you... You want to be Siddha. Why?
Yes.
Why? What is the reason? Why do you want to be Siddha?
Because they enjoy happiness.
Oh, okay.
Happiness.
Okay, fine. Very good. Acha, Dia, what do you want to be when you will be like you will be in your college? What courses you are going to take? What do you want to do? What do you want to be, Dia? Oh, I can't hear you. Okay. Natasha, what do you want to be?
We want to be Siddhas.
Because I am telling you to be, or any other reason you have?
Because we want to have happiness.
Are you sure you want to have happiness? You really want to be Siddha, right? Okay, let us analyze what is the nature of Siddha. What do we have to do after being Siddha? Okay, then we'll analyze that we have to be that or not. Okay, Namo Siddharam means, what do we mean by Namo Siddharam? Arush. Arush, Namo Siddharam means?
I bow down to all Siddhas.
very good. I put on to all the Siddhas and among Siddharam. Okay. Siddha Bhagwan is devoid of body. Arhant Bhagwan has body, but Siddha Bhagwan do not have body, right? Okay, this thing we know. He does not have to go through the cycle of life and death. Obviously, if Arhants have no death and birth, Siddhas obviously will not have any kind of death and birth. So, Arhants and Siddhas both will never take birth again and will never die again. Okay? Okay, what else? He never comes back to the transmigratory life again. Siddhas, once you become Siddha, you will never have to come back to this earth again. I mean, once you reach that topmost position of the universe, Siddhishila, where the Siddha reside, where they abode, once you get there, you never have to come back in this transmigratory world. I mean, if we become Siddha, what we have to do? We'll have no body. We will have to take no birth. We will have not to go through to any of the death thing. And we will never come back to this world again once we become Siddha. And what we will do in that Siddhishila? We will just enjoy happiness. Okay, so is it good to do nothing? Arjun, is it good to do nothing? Like Siddhas are doing nothing in the Siddhishila. Is it good thing or bad?
Nothing.
It's not good, no? We should do something, like, we should keep on doing things, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Natasha, what is your opinion? Is it good to do nothing or something like we should keep on doing things?
I agree with Arjun. I think that we should always do...
Okay, achha. Simple question to Arush. What do Siddhas do? Siddhas do nothing or they do something? Arush, Siddhas do something or nothing?
Siddhas do nothing.
Siddhas do nothing. Means Siddhas don't do anything, so that's why it is not good to do anything, and Siddhas are not doing anything, so they are not doing good things, right? I mean, our Lord Siddha, Bhagwan, they're not doing good things. I mean, we should keep on doing some things and they're not doing things. So, is he doing good or bad to sit idle in the topmost position, doing nothing? Diya, what do you say? Siddhas do something or nothing? They enjoy very good. Arush, we just learned, na, Siddhas enjoy happiness. It is not like they do nothing. But yes, they don't have to do anything else other than enjoying happiness. See, I agree, it is not good to do nothing. But nobody in this world can sit doing nothing. Everybody has some work at a particular point of time, that if you're not awakened, you're sleeping. So what you're doing, you're sleeping. If you're not studying, then what you're doing, you're roaming around or you're playing something. So you're always doing something. But what does matter is, what are you doing? Is it giving you happiness? Now, what the Siddhas are doing, they are just practicing their soul, and that's why they are enjoying their pure bliss, and that's why they just, what do? They just enjoy happiness, nothing else. So Siddhas have no body, they always enjoy happiness, they do nothing else, and they will never come back to this world where we have to take birth, where we have to go through all those, all kind of sufferings. They have to do nothing like that. They are in the perfect pure bliss. Everybody is clear about this? Any questions?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody has any questions regarding Arhantas and Siddhas, right?
No.
Okay, fine. If anybody has any tiny of the doubt, please ask me at that moment only. You are all free to ask anything, okay? Okay, fine. Now we come to third Parmeshthi. What is his name? Acharya Parmeshthi. Namo Ayari Adam. Arjun, what is the meaning of Namo Ayari Adam?
I bow down to the Acharyas.
Good. I bow down to Acharyas. Now, what do Acharyas do? Right. They monitor all the sadhus. Now, I'll read the text out here. Okay. This is Acharya Parmeshthi. He is devoid of any internal and external possessions. He doesn't possess clothes. He is the leader of the monks. He enjoys the pure bliss coming from the soul. I bow down to these Acharya Parameshthi. Now, what do Acharyas do? They are the leader of the monks, right? Now, you have seen the pictures of Acharyas, all of you have seen pictures of Acharyas, right? Do you see any of the clothes on their body? No. So, Acharyas doesn't possess anything. They don't have clothes. They don't have any of the possession. Okay? They don't have their own house. They don't have anything. Okay? So, Acharya Parameshthi has no internal and external possession. And they does not have clothes. They are the leader of monks. And they enjoy pure bliss coming from the soul. Right? Now, Acharyas have no clothes to wear. So, they couldn't manage to get some clothes, or what is the factor?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I think we have lost Anubhav ji. Just a second. Let me check.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah, there. Who is this? Natasha?
This is Natasha and Arush Jain.
Yeah, Natasha, Arush, just hold on. I think we have lost Anubhav ji.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Anubhav ji?
Yes, sorry, the internet
lost connection. You in between.
Yes, I just got it. Okay, fine, I'm back. Okay, so where were we? We were discussing
about
Acharya Parameshthi, right? Okay, so
yeah.
My question was, do Acharya have no clothes, so they couldn't arrange for clothes, left all the clothes and all those possessions. What is the case with Acharyas? I mean, why do monks leave all the clothes and all the possessions, or they have no possessions? Anybody knows anything like that? Okay, I'll tell you. See, monks, what do? They are just like us. They live in their own families. They go to school. They do their jobs and all those things. But once they find the correct path, that this is not the path of liberation. The path of liberation is to follow the Arihantas. So, on their own, they leave all their possession, their family, their home, their clothes, everything, and they just walk, they get the monkhood, they become monk, and they just run on the path of liberation. Okay? So, it is nothing like our monks do not have clothes, and that's why they became monks. They left their home to attain the bliss. They had all the things, but they wanted happiness, so that's why they are walking on the path of liberation. Okay, so Acharya Parameshthi, what do? They are the leader of the monks. They don't possess internal or external possessions. They have no internal or external possession, and they enjoy the pure bliss coming from their soul. Okay? Any questions? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now, Upadhyaya Parameshthi. What are they? They are our teachers, right? Namo Uvajayadam. Natasha, what is the meaning of Namo Uvajayadam? Natasha?
Yeah. Badhyas, Namo Upadhyayam means that I bow down to all Upadhyas.
Very good. Okay. Now, what do Upadhyas do? Upadhyas are knower of all Jainic scriptures. Obviously, he's teaching other monks, right? So, he must be knowing certain things, right? So, he's the knower of all the Jain scriptures. He knows everything about Jainism. He has the responsibility of analyzing as well as teaching the scriptures to all the monks as well as the ladies. Like if Upadhyas come to, we go to Upadhyas, then he'll teach us too. Okay? So main job of Upadhyas is to teach. What do they teach? They teach Jain scriptures. How do they teach? Because they know all the Jain scriptures. That's why they have the knowledge and therefore they teach. Whom do they teach? They teach to the all the monks as well as the ladies. If we go to them, they teach us too. Okay? And what else do you do? He also enjoys the super sensuous bliss coming from the soul. He also enjoys the bliss coming from the soul, like Acharyas. Okay? Everybody got me?
Yep.
Okay, fine. Now sadhus. Namo noe sabva sahudam. What does this mean? Dia? Namo noe sabva sahudam. Meaning of this is what?
Yes.
Yes, meaning.
I bow down to sadhus.
Very good. I bow down to all the sadhus. Very nice. Now what our monks do? A monk is engrossed in peace emitting from soul. They are again enjoying the soul, the happiness coming out of the soul. Okay? Now, while he practices his own soul, while he practices the path of liberation, he looks so peaceful in nature that they practice all this in jungle. Okay? They practice it in forest. Our monks practice their soul in forest, on the top of the hills, side by a river, all those places. So, the animals on those places, looking at those practicing monks, like angry snakes, lion, impatient monkeys, all those when looks to his peaceful nature, they all become quiet. Okay? And monks teach us the essence of soul. What do monks do? They are ideal for us that we also can follow them and follow the path of liberation. Like they show us the way that you have to you have to be devoid of all worldly possessions. So a monk's teachers, they are the example for us that we have to go through all this, we have to be monks to attain the path of liberation. So that's why I bow down to Sadhu Parmeshthi. Okay? Now, some very simple points about Namokar Mantra. Okay? What do Parmeshthi mean? Anybody knows what is Parmeshthi? Arjun, you know what is Parmeshthi?
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay, Natasha, you?
The meaning of Parmeshthi?
Yes, I'm asking meaning of Parmeshthi.
I think that it means Dev Guru, or I think?
No. Parmeshthi, the simple meaning. What do Parmeshthi stands for what? I'll tell you. Parmeshthi means topmost position. Like, these are five souls, right? Five greatest souls. Why are they five greatest souls? Because they are in five great positions. So, Parmeshthi is great position, the topmost position. In Hindi or Sanskrit language, it is Param. Param means extreme, the top. And Eshti matlab the position. Eshti means the position. So, the topmost position is known as Parmeshthi. Okay? So, Parmeshthi means what? The top, simple, we are saluting them for what? Because they have attained the topmost position. Therefore, we call them Parmeshthi and they bow down to them. They pay salutations to them. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we divide these Parmeshthi, five Parmeshthi into two groups. Okay? Now, just make the two groups. Make two groups of these five Parmeshthi. One is Dev and other is Guru. Dev means Deity, a Bhagwan. Dev is what? Bhagwan, the Lord, the God, Deity. Okay? And the other part is Guru. Guru is what? Teacher. who preaches us, teacher, okay? So what part we are just bifurcating Parmeshti into two parts. You all are getting me, or am I going too fast? Arjun, we are bifurcating Parmeshti into two groups, right? Which are those two groups?
Group.
And? Okay, you can speak in English. Guru is teacher, preachers, and the Dev is Lord, God. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are bifurcating those two in two groups, okay? What are those two groups? One is Dev. Dev means God. Okay, Bhagwan. And Guru is what? Guru is teacher, the preachers, okay? So now, we are bifurcating all the Parmeshti into two groups. Arahantas and Siddhas are Bhagwan. They have attained complete happiness, right? They have attained the liberation. That's why what we call them? Bhagwan, Dev. What we call them? Diya, what do we call Arahanta and Siddha?
Devs.
Very good. Why do we call them Dev? Because they have attained complete happiness. Now tell me, Acharyas, Upadhyas and Sadhus, have they attained complete bliss? Complete happiness? Arush, Acharyas have attained complete bliss or not?
No,
they have not. But they are still the monks. Okay, they are, we can see them. They are still walking on the path of liberation. They are just like us, right? We can see them, right? Okay, so these have not attained complete happiness, but they do teach us. That's why we call them guru. We call them teachers. We call them preachers, the perceptors. Okay? So we are bifurcating Parmeshti into two groups. Which are the two groups? Arahantas.
Guru and Dev.
Guru and Dev. Sorry, I made a mistake. Dev and Guru. Okay? So who are Dev? The first two Parmeshtis. Arahantas and Siddhas are what? Dev. And what are Guru? Acharyas. Upadhyas and Sadhus. These three are what? Gurus. Everybody got me? It's very easy, right?
Yes.
Very easy. Yes. We are just bifurcating them into what we know. We know the two of them have attained happiness and three of them are on the path to attain happiness, right? So those who are on the path, we call them teachers, preachers or gurus. Those who have attained, we call them Bhagwan. Right? Very simple. Okay?
Me?
Yes, hello? Please. Yes, tell me.
Just to clarify, Arhantas and Siddhas are Dev, and
Acharyas
and Sadhus are Gurus.
Yes, very nice. So, this is the structure. You got it right? Do you have any doubt in it? Hello? Natasha, do you have any doubt in it? Yes, you have any doubt in it?
Yeah.
What? I'll explain you. Hello? Parmeshtis are bifurcated into two groups. Natasha, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Parmeshtis are being bifurcated into two groups, Dev and Guru. Dev are what? The first two Parmeshtis, Arahantas and Siddhas. Who are Dev? Those who are away from all the attachments, like the Lord, Bhagwan. They don't have any kind of attachment, right? We just learned, na, Arahantas have no attachment, Siddhas have no attachment. So they are called Vitragi, means away from all the attachments. The material, what we have mailed you all, na, these all details are in that material. Okay, so it's very easy thing. What are they? We know the qualities of this. They are completely happy, right? So they knows everything, right? Arahantas and Siddhas knows everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we call them Sarvagya. Sarvagya means who knows everything. The omniscient. The one who is omniscient is known as Sarvagya and who knows everything, okay? And also, who is Dev? Who is Vitragi means who is away from all the attachments. Who is Sarvagya means who knows everything. And who is Hitopadeshi means who delivers the Divya Dhvani which can help us to attain happiness. Like, Arahantas do give us Dibhidhvani, right? So that's why they are called Hitopadeshi. These are Hindi terms. You can just understand them in your own language, in English. Who are Devs? They have no attachments, okay? They know everything. And Devs give us some of the teachings. We call them Jinwani, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Any doubt? And who are guru? They have left all the detachments, all the possessions of the world, and they practice the path of liberation. That's it. Very easy. Okay? Right?
Yes.
Okay, so in the material given to you, I have made one chart. In that, it's bifurcated permissions into two groups, devs and gurus. Dev are Arahanta Bhagwan and Siddha Bhagwan. Gurus are Upadhyaya Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, quick facts about Ramokar Mantra. We'll just, I guess we have completed 45 minutes. It's just a general round, a very basic round. Ramokar Mantra, interesting facts about Ramokar Mantra. You know, Ramokar Mantra has total of 5 names. One is Ramokar Mantra. Other 4 names I'll give you. First of all, Ramokar Mantra is written in which language? Prakrit, right? Prakrit language Ramokar Mantra has been written. So in Prakrit language, how many words and murmury vowels it has, I'll tell you. In Prakrit language, which Ramokar Mantra constitutes 35 words. How many words? 35. You got me? How many words Ramokar Mantra has?
5?
Hello? 35 words Ramokar Mantra has. And how many vowels? Vowels means Ramo, so A-E-I-O-U, vowels we know now. So how many vowels do we have in it? We have 35 words and 57 vowels. 57 vowels. How many vowels we have? Vowels, A-E-I-O-U.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, Natasha. Vowels means, like, I am saying Ramo, so it's saying N-A-M-O, O. So in Prakrit language, this O, the pronunciation O, this is a vowel. Like in English, we have A-E-I-O-U, these are sounds now, right? A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
You know anything like consonants and vowels and consonants?
Yes.
So 57 vowels Ramokar Mantra has. 35 words, 57 vowels. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, now Ramokar Mantra has 5 names. One is Ramokar Mantra. What are other 4? These are very basic. We are saluting to whom in Ramokar Mantra? Parameshthis, right?
Yes.
How many Parameshthis are we saluting to? 5, right?
5.
So it is called Panch Namaskar Mantra, means we are saluting to 5. So Namaskar means salutations and 5. The mantra in which we give salutations to 5 Parameshthis is called Namokar Mantra. So the other name for it is Panch Namaskar Mantra. Okay, paying salutations 5 times is known as Panch Namaskar Mantra. It's very basic. The interesting fact about Namokar Mantra is it has never been created. Namokar Mantra is from the time infinite, since the time infinite of the past, and it has no end, it will never end. Like, we die, the world never ends, right? I'll die one day, same is with everything, but the births will be taken again and again, different people will come again and again. Namokar Mantra will never get destroyed, it will remain all the time. Okay, so Ramokar Mantra has no end and no beginning. So in Hindi it is called Anadi Nidhan Mantra. Means the mantra which has no beginning and no end. What I am telling you is simple characteristics of Ramokar Mantra, okay? Just simple characteristics, listen to them. These are very basic. We pay salutations to 5, right?
Yes.
Yes or no? So that's why we call it Panch Namaskar. Means the 5 times we pay salutations to mantra. So the main highlights of the Ramokar Mantra, the quick facts of Ramokar Mantra is we pay salutations to 5 great souls. What other are the qualities of Ramokar Mantra? That is, it has never been created and can never be destroyed. Okay? It's from time infinite and will remain for time immortal. It will never gonna end. Okay? So Ramokar Mantra is Anadi Nidhan, means it has no beginning, no end. Okay? Ramokar Mantra is the father, means it's a root of millions of mantras. I mean, from these 5 lines, what we have learned now, from these 5 lines, there are millions of mantra which have been generated and made. So it's a root mantra, means it's very important mantra. And also it is the father of all the mantras, so that's why we call it greatest mantra. Okay? So Ramokar mantra is known as Maha mantra because it salutes greatest position, the greatest mantra. Mool mantra because it is the root of all the mantras. It is the root. So it is called root mantra. It has no beginning, no end. And Ramokar, it is also known as Panch Namaskar mantra. Everybody got me?
Yes.
Any questions till now?
No.
Arjuna, can you tell me any of the quality of Ramokar mantra we just learned?
It has 35 words and 57 vowels.
Great, great, very good.
Which means that it can never be destroyed.
Okay, fine, very nice, that is a good point. Okay, Natasha, can you tell me any?
The Ramokar mantra has no beginning and no end.
Okay. And Arush, any other Arush, any other quality?
It's called the Panch Namaskar.
Very good. It pays salutations to five great souls per Meshti. That's why it's called Panch Namaskar mantra. Very good. Excellent. Dia, any other quality? Why do we? Yes.
Four other names.
What? Hello, yes, Dia, please.
Hello.
Yes.
Four other names.
Okay, four other, it has four other names, right. Okay, and also it is the root of all the mantras. Many mantras have generated out of it. Very good. Now, I'll tell you one fact. You know, sometimes back, I mean, 1,000 years ago, there were nothing like what do we have language now, right? We can write things, okay? Many time ago, nobody knows how to write. Nobody knew how to write and how to, there is nothing like writing things, okay? So there was no written language, no written format, nothing like that. So what do people used to do? They have that much sharp memory that they remember all the things. They remembered everything. So there was no need to write Namokar mantra. I mean, if you can remember it, why to write it, right? Obviously. If you can remember everything, there is no need to write it. Why do we write it? Because we can't remember all the things. That's why we, for the sake of taking a note, that we can remember it later. We write it, right?
Yes.
Am I clear? So, some many years back, I mean many years back when there was no writing and the memory of people was very sharp, they didn't know how to write, they remember all the things in their own minds. Now, as the time passed by, everybody started losing its memory, the level of memory, the level of keeping things into your mind, that gradually decreased. So then what a monks thought, they thought ke, after some times if we don't have anything in writing, everybody will forget everything what our acharyas, arhantas have taught us. So they thought to write things that we should write, and on that time they wrote all these scriptures. When long time back they wrote these scriptures, why? Because people were losing their memories, so they didn't want it, they didn't want to just get all the stuff what we have Jinvani to get like forgotten by all the great souls. And now if they couldn't write at that time, we were not having the Jinvani today. So what did they do? They have written certain scriptures, okay? And Ramokar mantra is the written by Acharya Pushpadanta and Ghutvali in the first scripture. In the first scripture of Jainism, the name of that scripture is Shatkhandagam. Ramokar mantra is, I'll repeat it. The very important fact about Ramokar mantra is, it is the benediction, Mangalacharan, benediction of the first scripture of Jain philosophy, generally, of this, the very first scripture what was written by Acharya Pushpadanta and Acharya Bhutbali. The monk Pushpadant and Bhutbali, they wrote a scripture known as Shatkhandagam. Shatkhandagam. You got the name? Shatkhandagam. Wrote by Acharya Pushpadant and Acharya Bhutbali. It is the benediction of that. It means it is written in very first starting of this scripture, Ramukar Mantra. And why do we call this scripture Shatkhandagam? Because it has six chapters. So Shat means six and Khandagam means partitions. So the thing which has six partitions is known as Shatkhandagam. So this scripture, the very first scripture of Jain religion, has six chapters, and the very first thing written in this scripture is Ramukar Mantra. So my question is, Ramukar Mantra is for time infinite, right? It has never been, it has no beginning, no end. So how can it can be written, like how can we say it was first written? You got my question? No, I'll repeat it again. We just learned that Ramukar Mantra has no beginning and no end. Okay, now I am saying that it was first written in the scripture Shatkhandagam. So how can we say it has no beginning and no end? It is written, so it has been born at that time only. Right? Hello. Everybody is here? Arjun?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got my question?
Yes, I did.
You know any answer?
No. I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess time just got over. I'll tell you all just the last thing about Ramukar Mantra. See, Ramukar Mantra is from time immortal. It's from the. It has no beginning, no end, right? Why do we say that? Okay, tell me. Will Siddhas ever die? Siddhas will die? Yes or no?
No.
Arhantas, after being Arhanta, you become Siddha, and Siddhas are never going to die, right? Now, if Siddhas are not going to die, so those who are paying salutations to Siddhas, will they ever die? I mean, they will change, certainly, the people will change, but they will be there, right? There are Siddhas and there will be the people to salute Siddha, to go down to Siddha, right? Yes or no? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you are not getting me, right? Okay, we'll leave this question. You all think about this question, that why are we saying that Ramukar Mantra first written in the scripture Shatkhandagam, when it is for time infinite? It has no beginning, no end. Okay, we just learned Ramukar Mantra and all the facts, the files you have. You just go through these files. Remember the Ramukar Mantra, the five lines of Ramukar Mantra. And if you have any of the questions, please let me know those questions in the next session. The time for this session we just ended up with. Okay? You have any questions right now?
No,
any
I don't.
Have any, Natasha, you have any question? Natasha? Arush? Okay, Dia, you have any question? I can't hear Natasha and Arush.
No.
Okay. Okay. So we'll end today's session over here. I'll say Namokar Mantra once, and okay, let's do it. You all have to speak Namokar Mantra line by line, okay? Dia, you'll start with Namokar Mantra, first line. Then, Arush, are you here? Natasha, Arush? I guess Natasha and Arush are not there. Okay, Arjun and Dia, you will say one by one Ramukar Mantra. One by one, you have to say one line of Ramukar Mantra, okay? Okay. Start Dia, Ramukar Mantra, Ramu Arihantanam.
Namo Arihantanam.
Very good. Arjun? Second line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Arjun. Yes.
Namo Siddhanam.
Very good. Dia?
Namo Ayariyanam.
Very good. Arjun?
Namo Urjayanam.
Okay,
Namo
Tia.
Namo Vishavasavunam.
Very good. Okay, so this is our Namokar Mantra. You all have to learn it in the next session, okay? So by this week, you have to learn it. And just go through, if you have any of the doubt, any kind of doubt, just please ask me, okay? Okay, we will end today's session here. Jai Jinendra, Sachin ji, please.
Jai Jinendra, Anubhav ji.
Jai Jinendra.
Arjun?
Yes?
Yeah. So you have understood everything, right? Do you have any feedback?
My mom might. Oh, no, my mom doesn't have any. And I don't have any either.
Right. Okay. Natasha, are you there? I think they have gone. I think offline. Okay, then we shall end the session.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Jai Jinendra Anubhav ji. Thank you.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.